Is that how you're going to start the podcast?
I'm the Cuyahoga River. Something else. Something to the lake? I don't know. We're the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland.
That sounds good. I wasn't going to go there with that. I was going to go take me out to Scriptical.
That's much better. Maybe we should start again.
No. Nah.
Okay.
Nah. I want everyone to hear you do Randy. I was going to say Randy Quaid. Jeez, that guy.
This is Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid. Randy Jackson? Quaid. Randy Jackson.
I think he's a baseball player, isn't he?
No. I thought Randy Jackson is the guy from American Idol. Isn't that Randy Jackson?
There's probably more than one Randy Jackson. Anyway, hello. My name's David.
Oh, hi, David.
And this is Lisa.
Oh, where is she?
You.
Oh.
The lady talking.
Oh, I thought she was standing behind me. No, that's me.
I'm looking directly at you.
I know. I just thought, what a coincidence if there's a Lisa behind me too.
And welcome to Scriptical.
Yeah.
The nonsensical podcast that somehow is about sports movies all the time now.
Well, look. Only the good ones.
That's right. That's why we're doing this one.
That's right.
So we are doing the 1989 movie.
Yes.
Major League.
89, really?
1989.
I thought it was older.
Yeah, it does feel older.
It feels older. Feels like...
It takes place in the year of 1988, I think it said. Or does it say 89? In the title sequence. Well, hold on. We'll pause now. You guys can go back and watch it. And you can tell me if it's 88 or 89. But I watched it yesterday, so I can't remember.
And pause. And come back.
Nice.
They watched the movie super quick.
That was very fast. Didn't they? That was within a second.
I know. That was good.
That's the new. That's that new. It's not Blu-ray. It's Ultra Ray. It's Ray Romano.
That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say that. But you.
It's
Ray
Bans.
I'm writing down my movie choice for the next thing before I forget it.
Oh, and I can't see it. So
no.
Nice. So yes.
Because we watched this movie during the weekend,
uh-huh.
I don't know what day it was.
Major League you're talking about?
Yes, okay. This movie, yes. Major League, and it's been maybe a day or so since we've watched it.
Yep.
Looking at some of my what ifs, I'm like, I have no fucking clue. There's no context there, so this is going to be a rip.
Oh, look, I should have been to help you out anyway.
We normally watch, then record.
Yeah, usually we do it that night after watching it in the daytime, so we can remember. But you know what? I know this movie really well, and if you're not sure, I can help you out, because I'm pretty sure I'll know what you're talking about. So 1989...
I can't wait to see you decipher mine.
Major League.
Yes.
Right? It stars Tom Berenger.
Mm.
It stars Charlie Sheen.
The cleaning guy.
Yep, Mr. Sheen. Mm. It stars... And I wrote L.A. Law Guy, because I forgot his name, and then wrote Corbin Burnson. So that's his name. Rene Russo.
Yes.
And, of course, the always been on black himself, Wesley Snipes.
Blade. Whistler. I've got to try and steal first. I can't jump.
I think he can steal first. Hold on, I think he can only steal second.
Yeah, he tried to steal second.
I don't think he can steal first. Imagine if baseball was like all just about negotiations.
Yes, yeah.
Rather than actually hitting the ball.
I'll give you three chickens and this bat.
Ooh, hats for bats.
Hats for bats.
Keep bats warm. Anyway, so the budget of this movie was $11 million.
Yes.
Most of it for the tourism out of Cleveland, because it's just such a wonderful tourism ad for Cleveland.
$11
million. $11 million for this one.
Which is very low in the budgets of what we've touched so far with our movies.
Yeah, 89, but still very low.
Mm.
When you think about it, okay, so...
Probably a lot for the era, but not
Charlie
a lot
Sheen, in 89, had been around, but I think his main comedy stuff happened in the 90s.
Yeah, it was early 90s, I would say.
So I don't think... I think he was well known for being Martin Sheen's son here, rather than being Charlie Sheen, as he is.
He'd done Wraith at this time, I'd be sure.
Yeah,
Wraith was done
he'd done
before.
A few movies, but not big name movies.
No.
He
looked really young.
Yeah, he's really young. And of course, Tom Berenger is not a big star.
Mm-hmm.
Corbin Burnson from L.A. Law, I just knew him as the L.A. Law guy.
I thought you were going to say from Cheers. Gee, I really should shut my mouth.
I wish he was from Cheers.
Feels like he should be from Cheers.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was Woody Harrelson playing that role?
Oh, that would be good.
As the really, like, mm-hmm. you know... As the rich up himself dude. That'd be quite funny, actually.
I feel like he could do it.
And And yeah, Renee Russo, probably not really a big star. Wesley Snipes, not that big of a star.
I know her from something else.
She's in Lethal Weapon, isn't she?
No.
Renee Russo?
No.
I thought she was the psychologist in Lethal Weapon that says that... No, I'm going to look it up.
Oh, maybe she is.
I think she is. I think that's what she's... I think she's known for other stuff too. But I'm pretty sure that she is...
I feel like I know her from something else, but I can't quite put my finger on what that is.
I don't know. All I can think of is Field of Dreams, but that ain't right. It's just not a baseball movie.
It feels like I know her
from... I think I kept thinking...
Is she in Get Shorty?
Could be. I'm gonna put
some money down on Get Shorty. I'm gonna look it up. I can see there's a movie with her and what's his face?
Thomas Crown. Lethal Weapon 4. So yep. She's in Lethal Weapon at some point.
I'm sure she's in Get Shorty though.
Yeah, probably. Let me get
Shorty.
Yeah, she's in Lethal Weapon 3.
There it is, Get Shorty 95.
Yeah.
Tin Cup.
She's not in a lot of movies. Not that many.
No.
I thought she was in a lot more stuff.
No. Seems she had a moment in the late 90s, 2000s.
Outbreak. That's the one I know.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes. That's what I could... She was the other person in Outbreak. Yes. Yeah.
She's also in Major League 2 uncredited as Lynn.
Oh, really?
Probably in file footage or something.
Yeah, I was going to say probably like a flashback.
It's probably a flashback part.
Yes. But that's anyway. What they would usually do with that.
So, so this movie is about the...
So the budget was $11 million.
$11 million, and it made $75 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it did really well. That's why there's Major League 2 and Major League 3 back to the minors.
Dear God.
So sports movies are my jam. I love sports movies, which...
Well, apparently they're mine because I was choosing them all at the start.
You were.
But you were going action and I was going sport.
This one is sport, not a lot of action. There's no one shooting anyone. Which is surprising.
I wish it had.
And a little bit of comedy, but not overly funny.
No.
It's kind of light entertainment comedy, isn't it?
A few little backhanded comments and little cheeky things, but nothing that would make you cack yourself out loud. I don't think
anything really made me laugh out loud comedy. It's a weird sort of movie.
I laughed out loud, but nothing that was anyone had said.
Mm-hmm.
It was the bit where Vaughn was reading the menu upside down at the fancy restaurant.
Yes, that was good.
And also, I'm like sitting there just going, oh, I never noticed that before. Again, when we watch our movies with this premise where we're doing this for the podcast, you notice stuff that you don't see in a normal viewing. You really pay attention to stuff. Hence the whole 26 from...
Oh, yes.
Talladega Nights.
That's exactly right. I didn't see any of that this time.
No.
They all had different numbers that didn't really mean much. I didn't really note it.
No.
I think Wild Thing was 99, but that doesn't really do much.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So 75 million was how much it made.
Yeah.
It is the story of a fictional season for the Cleveland Indians,
mm-hmm.
where they used some real life facts.
Yes.
Like the last time they won a pennant was 1948,
okay.
Which is what they say in the movie.
Right.
So, and Cleveland wasn't a very good team in the 80s/early 90s. So, and that's this time they were pretty bad.
So they've not won a pennant.
They hadn't won a pennant
in 40 years.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Yeah. So
Jesus,
this is what I was trying to describe to you. So the way that it works is there's like two divisions. There's the National League and the American League, right?
Just change it back to a decimal.
Oh, yeah. So you can see. Yeah, National League and American League, right? Mm-hmm. And then each of them have their own divisions, and if you win your division, you get the pennant, right?
Right.
Then you can go play and win the division, and then you get to the last game, or the last series of games, which is called the World Series.
Yes. That's the sports concert I'm aware of.
Yeah, that is definitely the sports concert. Thanks, Emma Rossiano. And that is where the... best team from the National League plays the best team from the American League,
mm-hmm.
very much like the Super Bowl is, where the NFC plays the AFC, all that sort of stuff, right?
You're losing me, come on, bring me back.
So, Cleveland, like winning like the division, should not be as hard. I think there's only like five or six in a division, right? So if it takes you 40 years to win it, you've got to be not doing well.
You got to be shit.
Yeah.
Let's just lay it out. Pretty much you're not doing well. Yes.
But I found it interesting they did pick the same years. So they showed the good years and they picked the right years. And then I can't remember if it says 88, 89, but that's not a very particularly good year. It actually gets worse for them.
Great.
But this is a fictional season, yes. Right? So this season, they're terrible.
It's like, whose line it is anyway?
Yeah.
Now, making up the season and the points don't matter.
Exactly. Now, my first note is, obviously, we've got the Cuyahoga River song, which is Randy Newman.
Yep.
Which we all love Randy Newman.
Yep.
My first what if is, what if they didn't use Randy Newman to make the music? What if they used James Horner, who does Terminator music, and Commando? Could you imagine if you had the scenes of that and it's just...
The light flares over the city of Seattle as they, you know, show bits and... Cleveland. Sorry, my bad. The light flares over Cleveland would be awesome.
Yes. I mean, maybe you'd have like some kind of building and all of a sudden it just blows up and there's like these stick figure people just sitting there.
I put, what if Toy Story or Bugs Life started in Cleveland?
Little bug. Little hit the ball.
Fall it down. I tell you, they didn't... It's funny, they're showing bits of Cleveland.
Yep.
And I said to David, I said, are they trying to make Cleveland look good?
No, they're trying to make it look bad. Okay, that's why good. I wrote worst Cleveland tourism ad ever.
Yeah, really, really. I'm like, this is not looking appealing. Like,
they showed all the industrial shit. Unless it's trying to show charm.
I don't know, unless they're trying to show the charm of it, it just didn't look appealing at all.
They showed not one park. They showed lots of exhaust all industrial things, industrial stuff.
Yeah.
They were trying to say this is a dying town. Old town.
Yeah.
Like, this is what...
Yeah, baseball is all they've got going for them.
If you were a Cleveland Indians fan, right, would you like this movie or not? If you were someone from Cleveland, loved Cleveland and loved the Indians, would you like this movie because Cleveland wins at the end? Or would you be like, the star of this movie is making my town look like shit and it doesn't look like this?
I don't know if it, I don't know if they'd be worried about the town looking like shit. It makes the fans look...
They do. Good. They make the fans, they are, well, some most of the them fans.
Are. Yeah, there's hardcore the ones people. That are always there regardless of how badly they are doing.
As a person who followed a team that has been disastrously bad at some seasons, there is that group of people, but usually it's more than four of us that will go to all these games.
It was more than four.
Yeah, it wasn't many, though.
No.
But, okay, we'll keep going on with it. My other note was Cuyahoga is a song by R.E.M. It's a very good song.
Jesus, really? Really?
So, what if the... So, basically the story... At the very start of the story is that this female owner, the wife of the guy who used to own the team, who has died, has now taken over. Because obviously she inherited the team.
Denslow's wife.
So, it's very much like Denslow. So, is that one of your what ifs? What if it was basically...
No.
Okay, because I was...
Although, my next one was, what if the Cleveland Indians losing streak coincided with the air quality? As displayed in the opening sequence.
Well, it probably did.
Mm.
It's not good. So my first what if is, what if that was a man? What if it was the son of the owner rather than the woman?
Mm.
Would that have I reckon that would have changed the story quite a lot.
Yeah.
Because there is some parts in this movie where it's almost like, you stupid bitch.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, if it was a dude, there'd be much more vitriol towards him.
Mm-hmm.
Be much worse.
Mm.
They're kind of almost like, not being nice to her, but sort of cutting her a bit of slack and going, like, you can imagine the movie we had, like, the dude there, they'd all be galvanizing, trying to prove this guy wrong from the start.
Yeah.
Not like from three quarters of the way through the movie, which is what happens.
Yeah.
So that was my first thing. Was, well, what if it was a man that took over rather than the woman?
Yes. Although, they give the illusion that because it's a woman, she doesn't give a shit about the sport.
Yeah, true.
And a man would care. Because it's a masculine thing to have a baseball team.
Gotta have the baseball team.
Yes, gotta do the well with the team and the sports. Yay, sports.
I must have thought the same thing, because I said, what if this was basketball?
See if you can explain my first what if.
Yeah.
Oh, not my first what if. What if they didn't look at that fucking guy? I don't remember look that at one. That
fucking guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. Okay, so she's there and she's handing out the sheets to say, these are the players that we're going to invite to camp.
Yeah.
And one guy goes, looks at it and goes, this guy's dead.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We'll cross him off then.
Yes.
So what if they didn't find him and they sent letters to his wife?
Yeah, oh, that would have been...
His wife of you know, or his family or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, he's been invited to spring camp and he's dead.
Maybe that's the old pitcher. Was that the old pitcher?
I don't know who he was. It was just some guy. They didn't say who it was.
Oh, that's right. I know where I am now. I know where I am now. Yeah. I'm in locker room scene for my next one. That's all right. I'm with you now. But yes, I am. It's funny. I'm trying to get context, but it's eluding me today. Feels like it was a week ago that we saw this movie. I know it's not. It's only been a couple of days. What are you looking up?
I just want to see. No, I just want to see because one of the things is they decide that she... So her thing is she gives them the rosters. They're all like, what is going on here? Whatever. And so she explains that they don't get... Like, she hates the city. They don't get a good crowd. She's not going to make money off them. What about that? Mm-hmm. So she's been offered this exclusive deal kind of thing that the city of Miami want them.
Yep, we'll give them a nice stadium.
But I want to know whether there was a team in Miami at the time, because there is a team called the Miami Marlins now.
Yep.
But I don't know if they existed in 1988.
Well, it says 1988, doesn't it?
Yeah. So there was already a team in Miami, so why would they want a second one?
I don't know. Because
I was like,
Is it a matter of having two teams, or is it merely the Miami Marlins just eating up the Cleveland Indians?
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was a people wanting a franchise in Miami. But but it could be they wanted two.
When it started for Miami, so they tried to make it kind of fit in.
Yeah, they could have, yeah.
That could have been
maybe Miami reason. Marlins happened in 1988 and they tried to make it look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be that. Mm. But we get our first view of Dr. Jan Etor.
Mm-hmm.
Which I really liked. There's quite a bit of Dr. Jan Etor in this.
Yes, he's excellent.
Neil Flynn, very good. My next what if, like, so obviously, you know, she gives her plan that she wants them to have their attendance get below 80,000 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 162 games in a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd imagine they play half at home, which would be 81. So I tried to work out how many people would have to be. You'd have to get under as an average.
Yeah.
And apparently that's an average of 987 people.
Yes, we worked that out.
Now, that's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could fart on a snare drum and still have 987 people.
I'm not farting on a snare drum. Although they did have drums in the audience.
Like, you'd think that...
In the bleachers, in the field, in the spectators.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you just think that's impossible.
Mm.
I mean, even if they're going... badly. You mm-hmm. think you're getting over 1,000 people a game.
You'd hope so.
Yeah, especially... Yeah.
I reckon even during COVID times, at some point, there were 1,000 people in the
field. Baseball's a big sport. You'd have to get over 1,000 people a game easily. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd probably get 1,000 people to a high school game.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So my other one is, what if she just forfeited? Like, what if she didn't... Like, I have a real problem with her plan. Do you have a real problem with this plan of hers? Of inviting over the hill people and putting a manager in charge who's like a manager of a minor league team or like a nothing team or whatever, because
you can't forfeit. I reckon it'd be like a business. You'd have to.
She has to.
You'd
play.
Have to claim. It would be if forfeiting would be like claiming bankruptcy. Someone would take the team from her, and therefore she wouldn't get any of the benefits if someone bought her out.
What if she contacted these players? Because she's going to make millions, right? Millions and millions.
You'd assume so.
What if she got a group of guys who aren't very good, they don't have to be very good, and basically said, I'm going to pay you minimum salary, whatever it is, or more than minimum salary. I'm going to pay you this much to play this season, but you have to lose. Have them in on it. Why couldn't she do that? Why wouldn't she do that? She needs... I know she needs, what, 15 guys? I don't know how much on the baseball team. There's nine, and then there'd be reserves. So maybe 15
of them. I think that suits her.
Yeah.
But it is shooting these players in the... Like, these people are... If fictionally, these people are over the hill, past their prime.
Yeah.
In particular, the main character who's the catcher of the team.
Yes.
And yet, they don't care. They want to continue. They want to do well.
They do want to do well, because they're athletes, right?
Yes.
But what if she just got randos from somewhere? What if she found, like, just... homeless dudes or whatever who can't play baseball at all and terrible.
Well, she should have.
And just paid them like something to go out there and pretend they were baseball players and say to them, you don't get paid unless you lose.
Mm. She should have done that.
That would make much more sense.
Yes.
Instead, what she does is she finds like the rejects and the two old dudes and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she has to do that because it looks legitimate. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. But then she puts a guy in charge as coach... or manager, or whatever it's called, and, like, you know, I love Lou Brown. He's like one of the best characters in the whole movie.
Yeah.
But like, he seems a very competent coach. You could find someone who's incompetent.
Yes.
Why does she find a guy who's probably doing a good job at what he's doing at the moment?
If I was her, I'd be getting those two Asian people that are fixing the bases.
Yeah.
To run the team.
Exactly.
Mm.
Just do something stupid.
Yeah.
Or the guy that used to be the manager, you know, the other guy who's like the offsider for her?
Mm-hmm.
He was the manager the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So why doesn't she just... He's in on it. Why doesn't she just make him the manager and say, do what you got to do to make him lose?
Yeah, run this team into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he was already the manager of a team that's been doing terribly. So let's not matter one more season.
Yeah.
And then give him a bonus at the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she wanted to appear one way.
Yeah, and, I don't know.
I mean, they all said they were shit. Everybody thought they were shit.
They're shit anyway. Mm. Like, they got to be shit. You know what? You start the season off losing and people will stop coming.
Yes.
Like, it feels like people have already stopped coming anyway.
Yes, because, you know, they've had 40 years of this shit.
Exactly. So you just start off badly and the crowds will drop away.
Yeah.
I still don't think she can get under 987 on average. I don't care
what
you do. Unless you actually lock people out of the ground.
Well, I was going to say, or destroy some of the grounds.
Yeah.
It's get rid of all the seats and keep 986.
And only sell 986 a game.
That's right.
But then if you only sell a certain amount, it might become like a really hot ticket item.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You can't.
Doesn't matter the value of the ticket.
Yeah, I don't. She doesn't own the stadium, though. The city owns the stadium.
I see, there you go.
So she can't do anything about the stadium. She can't do that shit.
She's only providing shit entertainment. That's her only control.
So then we get, like an action movie we get the everyone turning up for spring training sort of stuff. Did you have anything? I mean, obviously they call up Jake, and who is the main character, and he's like, doesn't believe them at first.
Yeah.
There's the phone call with Charlie Sheen saying I should be out by May or something.
Yeah, they ask him to, and he says, I don't think I'll be out by then.
So then we get the people turning up, all right?
Yeah.
Have you got anything for all the different personalities that turn up?
My first what if is there when the old pitcher talks to Wild Thing about the fact that he puts all this...
Puts the shit on his chest?
He puts all the fluids on.
That's a bit after
ball.
That. Yeah. So I've got one for Pedro Serrano.
Oh, yes.
Who is the hats and bats guy.
The voodoo man.
What if he was a different religion, like Jewish? And he wanted to put like little yarmulkes on his bats.
That's it, yarmulke, thank you.
Or what if he was like, I don't know, like a Buddhist or like a monk or something. And he loved baseball, but he didn't want to hit the ball because it was an act of violence.
Yes. Well, then he wouldn't be coming, would he?
But he's really good at it, but they don't... They have to convince him.
He's
going to
meditate the ball away.
Yeah, or something. You know what I mean? I love how voodoo's played up as like a... Like, oh, so shocking, he does voodoo.
Yes.
It's like it is actually a religion.
Yes. Just like anything else, but it was like almost like gypsies and that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So then, obviously, we've got the training camp.
Yeah.
And...
They talk about getting cut and stuff like that.
They talk about
the
getting cut thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got right at the end of the training camp. Have you got anything for, like, the last trial game happens?
The conversation between the old pitcher and Vaughn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't catch his name.
I don't
But I thought, what if he had COVID? What if he was patient zero? Because putting his snot and all sorts of fluids on the ball.
Yes.
You know, that's going to spread around like wildfire. It's going to touch everybody's bats, and bats, people get touched.
Bats hats are for bats.
Bats, they do the signals where they touch the nose.
God, there's lots of signals.
Oh, there's so much COVID.
So with the signals, we'll get to that.
I know
later,
I'm using
maybe.
The C word, guys, and everyone's probably sick of the C word, but it's a thing.
But the signals thing is so weird. So do they all have to learn all the fucking signals?
And it must be, they must have to have their own language for each team. Because how are the other teams not seeing it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they must have a different thing.
I mean, even my dog agrees.
Every time you change, and they'd have to change it every year, because every time someone changes club...
I'm sure there's somebody watching. Yeah, they would know that club's language.
They'd have to change it.
Team's
something.
Language, yeah.
Oh, my God. But what is there? So every time someone gets traded, they have to change it.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus, I don't understand
it. It doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Just talk, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's not that hard.
No. And then my next one was, what if Vaughn was Washout's brother? because he needs the glasses.
Oh, I haven't got to the glasses yet.
No, I haven't got to the glasses yet, but I put that in there because of the fact that, you know, he could be Washout's brother.
He could be Washout's
brother.
You
see him squinting a little bit every now and then. They put in subtle, they put in little subtle things until they full on blast him where he can't read something.
Maybe Two and a Half Men, no one could see where they were going.
Maybe.
Because they were both blind.
Yes. Surprised they could count Two and a Half.
Well, I mean, he might have been blind for a different reason.
Oh, poor Charlie Sheen. Every time I, like, I do a bit of cleaning and I use a bit of bicarb on the carpet to get the smells out of the carpet, I always take a photo and post it on Facebook and go, Charlie Sheen's been at my house.
Sheen's been.
Or when my kid would eat sherbet and there'd be mess everywhere and white powder all over their faces, Charlie Sheen's been.
Charlie Sheen's been.
Next one was, what if Gentry was a character we cared about?
I know. Poor Gentry gets cut.
I know.
He looks so sad.
I know. And it's like, I've never seen you before. Never mentioned you once.
No. You see his back.
And I'm like, well.
He's so sad.
I would probably care about you if they'd given me two seconds to know who you were.
Because they don't want you to see those. They just want to. They want you to know that people some guys cut. Are getting cut.
Yes.
So poor Gentry.
Yes. It couldn't have taken them like 10 minutes just to do a bit of. Not even 10 minutes. 10 seconds of Gentry.
I know.
He's interacting with another player. He's been gentrified.
Gentrified.
Oh dear lord. Oh, the puns are coming through.
But it'd be great. But the thing is, they don't need that because all they need is the old pitcher guy who is ultra Christian. Because you've got to have him have the conflict with the.
You've got to have religious issues.
Religious issues.
Yep.
You've got to have the main character you're supposed to like, even though he's a weird stalker. You're supposed to have the young guys who are trying to impress or doing it. Yeah, so since Wesley Snipes and Charlie Sheen are both the two young guys who are trying to talk themselves up or have a high opinion of themselves, and that's it.
Mm.
Luke Dorn. Luke Dorn's an NRL player.
Yeah.
And Dorn, who is the guy who's already passed it and is only worried about retirement. He's kind of like the bad guy in the team.
Yes.
And then that's it.
Yes.
There's no one else in the team.
No.
You don't notice anyone else.
No. And there is heaps of other people. Because I it's funny, as we were watching it, as we were going along, I'm like, oh, look at that guy. He caught the ball. I have no clue who he is.
No, because they don't need to have characters.
No, I know.
They only need it's like watching, like I said, it's like the action movie. You get the people that you get and that's it.
I know, to make a reference to Basketball again. And if you haven't seen Basketball, just a quick explanation. It's a sports movie made by the two guys that created South Park. Trey Parker and the other guy.
Matt Stone.
Matt Stone, thank you. Sorry, I like Trey Parker because he's adorable. Matt Stone's cute too, but I don't know, something about Trey. Anyway. Pig fucker. Yes. No, only his friends can call him pig fucker. Okay. They have this team, which is a basketball team, and him and Little Bitch, they're the three main people in this team.
There's other people in this team.
There is other people in this team.
They don't mention them.
Like two or three other ones, and you see them and like, fucking hang on, there are more people in this team? So yeah, it's funny that, you know, you just...
Well, there's nine people in a roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus other people. Like, you can have other hitters and things like that and like subs and whatever, right?
Yeah.
But there's nine. So we're only named five, I think we named, or six.
Mm.
Five or six. So there's another three dudes who are actually on the active roster. And there's probably reserves as well.
Oh, I'm sure there's reserves. And I'm going to sound very sports retarded, but yeah. I don't care. They're not like Gridiron, where they have an attack and a defence. They don't have a fielding and a batting. No,
but depending on which league they're in, which I don't know this really well, there is a...
Just a heads up, guys, we're Australian and we're not really big on the baseball.
Oh, I know baseball a little bit. So basically... one of the leagues, you have a thing called a designated hitter, and the other one you don't.
Okay.
So in one of the leagues,
the sports guy. Listen to him.
In one of the leagues, your pitcher has to bat as well.
Yeah.
And the other one, he doesn't.
Yeah.
So the guy with the shit in his chest and Charlie Sheen wouldn't be on the field at the same time.
Sorry, just a visual image of a guy taking a shit on his chest.
I don't know his name.
I know. I'm old really pitcher. Sorry. Can we call him old pitcher?
Old pitcher guy.
Yeah.
So
Vaseline boy.
So that's the reason why in one game he's pitching and then they call, like in the very last game, they call Charlie Sheen's character in
mm-hmm.
because they swap pitches, right? So you can, I think you can have three or four sitting there waiting And one guy will start, and then he can get substituted off, but he can't come back, I don't think. So I think you could start a game, if you're not doing well, you can bring one of your other guys in to replace him.
Yeah.
And depending on which league they're in, I don't know which one the Indians in, and I don't know which one it is, but either one, I don't think, like, they either have to bat the pitcher, or he doesn't have to bat.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that means there is...
Do you want to take my picture?
So, everyone else bats, right? So, like we see Jake batting, we see Maze Hayes doing his bats, and Serrano and all that. So, they're all on the active roster, they're batting, right? Yep. But they would rotate some of the squad as well. That's the thing.
Gentry was batting too.
Yeah, he probably was. They would rotate them through a little bit, you know, and just depending on games they play. Because they play... like double headers, they play like two games on the one night sometimes.
So the short answer to my question is no.
What was your question?
Are you shitting me? This is what I have to live with, people.
No, your answer is no.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you remember the question?
I might.
You don't remember the question.
But I'm saying no because you think it's no, so I'm going with that.
As in there's a team for batting and a team for fielding.
Not really.
Thank you.
But there is reserves for pitchers and there is reserves for batsmen.
I'm just going to say thank you so much for listening to me, David. I feel real special sometimes.
I'm sorry. Anyway, let's get back to the podcast before the marriage breaks down.
Can I just say quickly, your daughters wanted to buy you something that was decorated with the Canterbury Bulldogs logo on it. And I said, if I came home with that, I think I'd probably get divorced. And they went, wow, your marriage isn't much if it gets divorced if you buy the wrong team.
No, that just gets thrown out. That's all.
Yeah, that too.
My next one is, which is at the end of the training montage. Slash, because they do training and then they do trial games.
Yes.
So at the end of that bit of montage, someone, and we find out who it is afterwards, puts the little red tag in Charlie Sheen's thing.
In Vaughn's locker.
Yeah. So what if Billy Ray Vaughn...
Yes. Is that his actual name?
No.
Thank you. I was going to say, fuck, did I miss that?
It was Stevie Ray Vaughan and I just called him Billy Ray Vaughan instead.
Oh, I think because I was going to go Vince Vaughan, but that's Vince someone else. Vivian Vaughan. Maybe that's his name.
Vivi Vaughan. Yeah, so what if... I'm going to call him Charlie Sheen because I don't care about his
name.
Just
call him Vaughan.
What if Vaughan just leaves?
Yes, I said that too. What if Vaughan had left, assuming he'd been cut?
Because he assumes he's cut, and instead,
his
fiery thing is he walks in and yells at whatever. Yes,
so being hot-headedness helps him out.
Yeah.
So he finds out he's actually not indeed cut.
So if he just goes, he just walks out and leaves, do they contact him? Do they ask him to come back?
I'm sure they would.
But what if they can't catch him?
Does he go back to jail? He looks like he's come straight out of jail.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like he's come out of jail, but I think he's on
parole. He's wearing the orange... Yeah, well, I reckon they've helped him with that.
Probably.
Feels like he said he wouldn't be out by then.
Yes, he'd be out by May or something.
I reckon they've worked something out. He's come straight from prison.
Yep, probably.
And I reckon if he doesn't make the team, he goes straight back in.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like
we stole a car. I mean, he didn't kill anyone.
He didn't... Oh.
Didn't he say he stole a car?
Oh, I don't even know why he went to prison. I think he said...
Because he says, where have you been playing? He said, California Penal League.
Yep.
And then he goes, how do you get there? And he goes, I stole a car.
Oh, okay.
So he says something like, I stole a car or something.
Yeah,
like
but he probably did a whole bunch of bad shit there. You don't just go straight to jail for stealing a car, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. But this is the thing, this is a wholesome movie, so they got to make it something not so bad.
Yeah, he didn't kill somebody.
Yeah. I murdered a black man. Yes. And the black man asked him.
Yes.
I put hats on bats.
I did a religious killing.
It was a mercy killing.
I killed a voodoo woman named...
Phyllis.
I was going to say Willis. What you talking about, Phyllis?
Phyllis.
Oh, dear me. Yes, I did the same thing too. So I reckon they would call him back. But yeah, is there a condition where he stays out of jail if he stays in the team? It does seem, you know, he rocks up in the orange uniform, so.
Yeah, I think that'd be the case.
Unless he's a janitor.
My next one is they have, like, their first game.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have their first game... what's the name? Jake the Peg Leg Leg Leg. He sees his old girlfriend from 3 years ago.
Yes.
Who lives in Cleveland.
Yes.
So he must have played for Cleveland before. I think I'd say that somewhere.
Yeah.
So he sees her and...
He's a fucking psycho.
He is.
Sorry.
He's mental.
But
for this
everything
girl.
He does is not okay. I remember saying to you at some point... She needs to get an AVO out on him. He is unhinged. He follows her home on two occasions. Not just one.
Mm-hmm.
On two occasions.
Exactly. But, first of all, he sees her, right?
Yeah.
Now, when he...
He sees her at the restaurant first.
He sees her at the restaurant first, doesn't he?
Doesn't see her in a game. The game comes afterwards.
Oh, sorry. That's what I wrote. Because I just wrote, what if he didn't see her? Yeah. So when he goes to that restaurant, what if he didn't see her?
Yeah.
Like, because the only reason I reckon she turns up at the game...
Is because
he confronts her and says something to her.
Yeah.
And so she's interested that he's still there. What if he doesn't see her at the restaurant? If they don't go to that restaurant, then there's no love story at all.
Yes.
And we can get rid of that shit.
Yes, please. Because that's crap.
It was really bad.
Absolutely.
Have you got anything about the menu? Because this is where he turns the menu the other way.
There was one that I had there before there, and you're probably going to have to decipher it for me because I can't recall the occasion. But I said, what if Taylor, whilst pretending on the field, died? Did he pretend to die? Taylor. So the asshole.
Yeah. The other pitcher, who's Taylor. What if when he pretended...
Taylor's the catcher.
Oh, Jake.
Jake. Jake Fatman. Whilst pretending on the field died. I can't remember him pretending.
Pretending on the field died.
I'm not sure.
Jeez, we're going to have to stop it and we'll watch the movie
again.
It's
after Vaughn's been cut. So I can pinpoint it there.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what that one is.
We can skip that one and we'll go through that later. But if you've watched the movie, you probably know what I'm talking about. So, hey, good one, right?
I know what it is. Yeah, he does like a pretending. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he does.
Yeah, I think he does something like that. Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
Although, I think it's in the locker room where he says he thinks he's died or something like that. Anyway, what if they noticed Vaughn couldn't read the menu because he literally had it upside down? So that would have saved a lot of problems. They could have started winning games or doing slightly better.
Yeah.
At the start.
Yeah.
Because it was in French. I'm sorry. Doesn't matter if it's in French. You still, like they say, oh, what? Why can't I read this? He goes, it's French. Then Vaughn goes, oh, and turns it upside down.
Well, maybe French looks right upside down.
Maybe it does. I'm going to have to go to a French restaurant and discover this myself. So that was that one. An explosion. What explosion?
So they go to the restaurant.
Yes, go to the restaurant.
I know the explosion. Don't worry. That comes
Oh,
up
yes.
In
the that's the voodoo man.
So they go to the restaurant. And that's why I said, well, if he doesn't see Russo, I keep writing their actual actors' names.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember any characters'
names.
Look,
it works. It's fine.
I just wanted to mention, it's Harry Doyle is the commentator's name.
Yes.
How good is the commentator in this? In fact, I reckon that this commentator in this movie...
Makes
the movie, but also makes it so every other sports movie has to have commentary, even if it wouldn't have commentary.
Yeah.
Because I reckon it's because of this movie. Because I don't know many other sports movies, but like before this time.
Yeah.
But he's so damn good.
It makes me... Oh, what movie does it make me think of?
Where it makes me think of Best in
good.
Show.
Is this... No, but it's this one where he goes, good, because they suck. It's the first time they do doesn't it? And he goes, don't say that. And he goes, no one's listening anyway.
No one's listening.
I feel like it's the first movie where they include some sort of commentary, but it's like it's realistic. Like they're saying, my team sucks.
Mm.
Whereas, you know, that seems to happen... In movies afterwards, like in reference to the new guy.
Yes.
Where it's the team's football team.
Yes.
Or the water boy.
Yep, the team sucks.
Yes.
Yep.
And they're open with it. They say it openly
to the fans.
The
commentary will say how terrible they are.
You wouldn't have that. You wouldn't have that in real life. You should.
Because he does say that. He says, you can close the door on whatever. And he goes, thank goodness, because he sucks.
Yes.
And then they lose really badly. And he goes, this thing's been brought to you by, I can't find it.
Yeah.
No one cares anyway.
No one's listening anyway. Yes, it's good.
It's so good.
He's just going through the motions and being there because he has to. He's there to be paid for.
He loves the team.
It is. It's very good.
So good.
It's good.
And that's why I wrote, I can relate.
Mm-hmm. I wish, you know what, if actual games had commentators like that.
Yeah.
I'd watch more. I'd watch more sport.
Yeah, I think maybe.
It's just always up their asses and...
There is a bit
and
of
blowing a bit of, you know, just say it as it is, you know. Oh, they're going to have to talk to their coach because they suck.
Oh, look, they just imply when they don't like players now. They don't say they're bad. They just imply they're bad. It's even worse.
You don't have to say the players are bad. You can say their performance is bad.
Yeah, definitely.
That's absolutely 100% okay to do, I feel like. You know, it's like I'm trying to think of the movie. Yeah, I was in the game until Jesus made me miss.
Now that's not from a movie. That's a comics routine.
That's right. It is. It's a comedy routine from back in the 80s.
He says, why do always sports players
thank God?
Yeah. And they go, none of them ever criticize God when they don't do well.
Yeah, I was in the game until Jesus made me miss.
So my next note is just that he's a stalker. So he balls her up at the restaurant.
Yes.
He's like, give me your number.
Yes.
And she gives him the wrong number.
Yes.
And, that's the worst crime ever. So what he does is he turns up where she works. Now, obviously, she hasn't changed work in 4 years, 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Which is interesting because he turns up and he's surprised that she works there. And he's also surprised that she's wearing the glasses. I wrote, she became a nerd.
Yes, she did.
But he's sort of like surprised. And she's like, books of my life now. Like, how does he know she works there? She obviously worked there 3 years ago.
Maybe he did a 1988 Google of her.
I don't know how he did that.
Looked her up. I don't know. Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Did she mention something about...
Well, he turns up at her work and she knows that she works... He knows that she works there.
Yeah.
So she must have worked there 3 years ago. So why is he so surprised now that she works there?
Yeah.
He acts like it's a weird thing that she works with books.
Yes.
And she's not an athlete anymore or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, she was a swimmer, so that's barely an athlete, but...
Oh, jeez, man. Seriously, you're so harsh when it comes to shit like that.
Just joking.
You are a meanie. And then I don't know if we're up to the bit where Voodoo Man makes a little offering to his god before
a
game.
Yes, we can do that one.
Yes. Yep. So he makes an offering and it makes an explosion go off.
Yep.
And the inside the room... Change room, locker room.
Yes.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Yep.
The sprinklers go off.
Yes.
What if, crazy notion, the whole stadium.
All the sprinklers went off in the whole stadium.
They proceed to play a game straight after. What if that, everyone would have to be evacuated.
No less than 987.
Yep.
Not 987, 987.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know. Maybe that's what she could do. She could just hose the audience and they wouldn't turn up.
Yes.
Now, they go through, they're playing, they're not doing well, right? But they've still won 16 games.
Yeah.
Now, if they won 16 games, they're getting more than 1,000 people per game. She's already lost. I'll get to it after. But basically, she looks at it, they're not doing well, but they're not doing badly enough.
Yeah.
So what she decides to do is she decides to make things worse by giving them a shit plane rather than the normal plane.
Yes.
And basically cutting costs on everything, right?
Yes, then the plane gets downgraded.
Yes. So, what if they die in the plane crash?
Yep, kills the entire
team. Do they forfeit the rest of their season? Because they've got no team.
Yeah.
If they forfeit the rest of the season, then does she get to move the team to Miami?
Yeah.
Could she have just murdered them?
Yeah.
Would they have solved her problem? Mm. It might have. I don't know what the rules would be.
Mm.
Do they have to field a team?
I don't know.
And obviously, if they can't field, if they have to forfeit because they've lost their players, then their crowd average is going to get below. Like they're going to get crowd under 80,000 for the year.
Yep. They probably forfeit a team until they can scrounge together another team.
So then she could put the bums on seats.
Yep.
Not on the seats, but bums in the ground. And then she's all good. Oh, she can put homeless people out there playing. It'd be like Happy Gilmore where he gets, what's his name?
His caddy.
Yeah. She just finds nine of those dudes.
I used to be much stronger.
Just find Adam Sandler minor characters to
play. That's right. Yes, that's right. Overweight people.
Oh, God, yeah.
Go to the, like,
Kevin James could be
Jenny
in that movie.
Jenny Craig Clinic. Oh, he would have been a bit young, but...
No, but I mean, like, now he could be in that movie.
Absolutely.
Not back then.
Yeah. The fatty teen.
So I also noticed, I also wrote the word French maid. I believe that there's a bit of a montage of them flying in the plane and then being in a bar. And I think you noticed it too.
Yes, yeah, I did. I wrote it too. What if bars had French maids?
The waitress looks like she's dressed as a French maid.
Yeah. And then I turned to you and went, well, at least I know I could get a bar job in 1988 Cleveland because I've got a French maid outfit.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's good to know. I come to clean your table.
It's weird.
I take all your pictures. Not the pictures. The pictures. The pictures of beer.
It's pictures.
Yes.
Maybe they were trying to be like an early like Bavarian beer house kind of thing.
Mm.
Maybe it was like French maid night.
Yes. I had one before that said, what if Tom was Peter Pan? Because the fucker doesn't seem to know when to grow up. He's a dickhead.
I know.
She tells him, she has this, the argument in the library or wherever she is that
he makes
working.
Her say that she has a much better body than that other girl.
Yeah, she's very, very strange, though.
She's strange.
He acts like a little turd.
Yeah,
like,
but she seems...
I was like that, but that
was
before.
She's stringing him along, though.
I've grown up since then. Like, oh, you know, let go of the past. So I fucked around on you. What did he do?
Yeah.
He's such a bad dude. There is... I don't care how you spin it. I don't like him.
No, he's a bad character.
She's an idiot.
She's an idiot.
She
he's
keeps returning
character.
To an abusive relationship.
I only watch it for Charlie Sheen and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
They're my characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wild Thing is the main thing.
I do like... But I want to know for sure.
I do like Serrano, too. He's
Yeah, I like Pedro Serrano. Which I said to you, I know him from something else.
Yes.
And I said, I think he's in 24. Mm-hmm. I checked it. Yes, he is the president in that TV show 24.
I'm pretty sure we had that discussion at
the time. He's in lots of things. Mm. But I like how they've made him put on like the weird Jamaican-y kind of... It's not even a Jamaican accent. I'm not sure what accent that's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba? Cuban?
Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I think he's supposed to be from Cuba.
Yes.
But like this weird accent they make him put on and they make him... It's very racist.
Yeah,
it's extremely racist.
It is. It's a voodoo accent.
It's voodoo.
It's a Phyllis accent.
I made him sound French, but...
Voodoo.
See, if he turned up at the restaurant, he might be able to read it.
That's right. I am from New Caledonia.
Yeah. Why does Jake take those two out and no one else? That restaurant. I always wondered that.
He clicks with those two for some reason. I don't know. They're the only two free that night. The other guy's got... Everyone else seems to have family commitments.
Yeah,
they're the two single guys.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So I also wrote, why is Moby Dick a comic? Why is it not a full book?
Yes.
He reads a comic
version
of Moby
Dick. It tries to show him that he wants to make an effort, but on his terms.
But he's a dickhead. He'll,
yes.
He's a Moby dickhead.
Because he's a dickhead, he's already got a prerequisite, so he doesn't need to read the book, because he already lives it, because he's already a Moby Dick.
He just needs Moby.
So he just needs, he needs
Nobody
to be stung by
Moby.
I also put, what if they crashed? Because that was right before they, I think, got on the plane. Can't remember if it was on the plane or if it was on the bus at that point.
Yeah. Oh, they do the bus bit. Yes.
Yeah. And then said, what if they crashed? I do believe someone comments and says, you know, to suck his dick. And I said, what if he did suck his dick? Movie would have spun around 360, 180.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick. So, yes. Oh, graphic.
That'd be terrible.
Sound effects.
So I wrote, Snipes gives Stalker advice. I think there's a part where...
He does. He tells him to go to her house or something.
Yeah, he does. He tells him next time when you see her turn up at the ground... Because this is the thing, right? He sees her turn up at the ground and it doesn't work. He just sees her and whatever. And then he says next time you see her at the ground, follow her home. So Snipes gives him advice on how to be a stalker.
Doesn't he follow her home the first time?
No. She turns up at the ground and then... And he doesn't follow her that time.
Okay. I thought he does. He takes the baseball car.
No.
So the second time
the
she
second
time's
when you take the baseball car.
She comes to two games.
She comes to another game.
She's a fucking idiot.
Yes. He follows her back.
If I was her best friend, I would slap her so hard. She needs help. She needs lots of help. They're trying to fix the little therapy pool.
Yes.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I put, what if the boat engine burnt down the stadium?
What if the boat engine chopped someone's legs
chopped
off?
Chopped his legs off. Yeah, that too.
I was waiting for it to chop his legs
off. That was all my alternate too, yes. That would have been messy as... He would have had blood in his eyes. He wouldn't have been able to see. Good graphic.
Well, with my one, when he said he gives him stalker advice, I also said, why doesn't he just tell him to always bet on black?
You got to get yourself a Whistler.
And then I wrote, what if he follows her the first time? So,
yes.
So he does. Okay, no.
I thought
he does.
He did.
He does follow her. Sorry, I apologize.
He takes
the
baseball car.
But.
Which then leads her to.
But to the boyfriend's,
house.
Okay. And then the second time he goes
back
to her.
What if apartment buildings had security?
Yes. Oh, you've got there before I got there with the security. But can I just say.
Yes.
The first time he does, he walks up, he looks at what floor she's on, but he doesn't follow her up. That's why I wrote, what if he follows her the first time?
Uh-huh.
So he sees what floor she's on,
mm-hmm.
and then he goes away, and then when he sees her, when he goes to the next game and sees, he follows her the next time. So And then he doesn't see her at the game. That's right. He just decides to turn up.
Yes, because she's having a dinner party with her fiancé and his
But he doesn't know that.
No.
But he... Yeah, okay. I got confused.
He gets into the elevator and goes straight up, and it's one of those things where the floor is the person's apartment.
Yeah.
How the fuck he's able to just walk into this guy's apartment without being checked by, I don't know, like a concierge at the front of the building.
Or a lock at the door.
Or like a lock on the elevator. You need like some sort of pass key or something to be able to access the floor.
Building. Yes. Most of the building, like a building like that where it's got a penthouse apartment, would so have security at the door.
Zoolander called it. You know, what if you can't even get into the building?
Exactly. He shouldn't be able to get back
in the building. He should not. It's a very, very weird situation. I know it doesn't work for the plot, but that you've got to make it realistic.
Yeah. What if
he tagged along with a guest?
Okay, but what if, right?
That would make sense.
When he follows her the first time, he walks up and there is a doorman, and the doorman's like, hey, you're Jake whatever from the Cleveland Indians. He's like, yeah, I'm just walking through, whatever. And so he lets him in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if him being one of the Cleveland Indian place, because they're getting better at this point, aren't they?
What's the part where they break into something where he says, I've got balloons and cake and I've got to get in? And Wild Thing is there trying to pretend to be a delivery driver. What are they doing there where they're trying to be dodgy? Do you remember that? Wild Thing's got stuff and he goes, I've been told to deliver it. So he goes, I don't know, you know, who it's for sort of thing. And then he's got a cake and balloons or something and goes, I've got this cake's going to get cold. Can you buzz me through? Where is he going for that?
Is that in this movie?
I'm sure it's this movie. Unless I'm getting confused with a different movie we've seen in the past tense. I think
it's this movie.
I think we should... I don't know. I feel like it is.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Either I'm right or you're right.
I could be wrong.
I have no idea. I don't remember that part of this movie at all.
That's all right. Maybe I imagined it.
Either way, if it happened, what if they tried to get in somewhere and he had balloons and a cake?
What if Lisa could remember a movie properly?
It might be in there. Maybe I just forgot about it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, you guys have just seen it. Let us know.
Yeah. All right. So what if he still could be a whore?
Yes.
He is a whore.
He's a whore.
He's a whore.
He's very much a whore.
He is a whore.
He's like Jorge.
He's Jorge?
I did write what if there's security, by the way. I always write what if there's security. So yep. I did have it.
Yep. My next one's where, what's his name, has to make a sacrifice to his god guy to help him scare Bat.
I then wrote, what if Jake was the Fonz? I don't know why.
Maybe he could click his fingers and get the girls.
No, there's some particular part. Oh, yeah. When it's the boyfriend thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says to him, he goes, what would you like? Oh, beer or that. And then he brings it back and there's this awkwardness where the boyfriend is acting nice to him, whatever.
Yes,
like
macho.
He's an old body.
Yeah.
An old buddy.
Buddy, yeah.
And when he gives him the beer, Jake kind of does a big thing where he just goes, hey, like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what if he was the Fonz?
Hey. Click his fingers and get the guy on his side.
And then he clicks his fingers and all the old dude and the other dude put their come around. It.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Oh, God, the old dudes on each shoulder would be weird. The old dudes
on the shoulders.
That would be weird.
Jake has no future. I love his future plans. What is your plans for the future, Jake? Yeah. Did you hear what his plans for the future is?
Yeah.
His plan is to impregnate someone and try and live off the children's fame.
Yeah.
That's his plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's shit.
Yes.
That's He's an so idiot. Shit, man.
He's an idiot.
He is a stalker.
He's a He's nut.
Like the worst character I think we've talked about in any movie we've done. Yeah.
He's not endearing in any way possible.
No.
He's nice to his teammates.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's about it.
It's supposed to be the redemption story, but I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it at all.
No, there's no redemption.
And what makes him think that the 200 individual medley would become something big?
Oh, he's just...
Out of all of the events, what makes him think that it should be big by now?
By making that comment, he is flopping his dick out onto the table to say, that woman used to be mine.
Yeah.
That's all that comment is.
She used to do an individual medley on this.
That's right. She went breaststroke.
She went breaststroke, then backstroke.
Yeah.
Because we get kinky
and
like
then
that.
We freestyled it. Yeah.
And she butterflied it.
He was butterfly. No, it sounds like she's going to cook it.
Sugar. Don't. Baby.
That's what they do. That's what you do. Roast. Come, my lady. Butterfly.
You're my butterfly. Sugar.
Speaking of butterfly roasts, Serana had to make a sacrifice for his god thing. And I said, what if he could only get Red Rooster? Would that be sufficient? I mean, KFC's pretty high end.
I know. I had one more before that and still in the dinner party. What if the two people at the dinner party were Michael Caine and Kelsey Grammer? Because those two people
look
like Michael Caine and Kelsey Grammer. And I would really love it if it was Michael Caine and Kelsey Grammer. Anyway, yes.
Oh, dear.
And then then I wrote psych out, because I think he psychs the dude out, but he doesn't get a psych out for it. I think I'm still thinking it's basketball.
We're watching baseball thinking it's basketball. That's good.
And then I wrote, what if she gets more brutal? So you know how this is the owner,
mm-hmm.
how she goes from, you know, the plane, then she makes them in the bus sort of thing, and she's nickel and diming everything.
Yeah.
She could get a lot worse. She could turn the electricity off on them.
She could.
She could do all kinds of stuff to them.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. She just does just enough to make it irritating for them.
Yes. I suppose anything more would mean that the players probably could have a union or someone to complain to. Yeah,
they're probably on strike, don't they? Yeah.
Mm. My other one was, I had another one where Serrano was getting really frustrated that he obviously wasn't playing well enough, and he threatened his voodoo god. Mm. What if he just did that sooner?
Yeah, exactly. You
know, just threaten him, say, you, fuck you, I'm going to turn to the Pope. Ahead of where I'm
up to, but oh, yes. Oh,
have I? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're jumping to the last game.
Okay.
So
I'll stop talking now.
Just hold on a second.
All right.
So then my next one is, so what if she got more brutal, or what if the assistant had exposed her to the league? Like, had told the story of what's happening to the MLB,
well, she's Major not doing League Baseball. Anything wrong.
Well, she is doing things wrong. She's intentionally trying to lose, and she's...
She's not intentionally trying to lose. Intentionally trying to lose means she would...
No, plays, but what if he exposes the plan? Can't play baseball, what if he goes to the media and tells the Cleveland papers that the only reason why she's doing what she's doing is to get the attendance to so low that they can move your team away from you?
If that... Okay. I know I'm going to sound like a Karen, like I have been with my children all day, but if that's a law in there, if that's a rule in there...
No, it's not so much just a rule. To do it,
there is. There's a loophole.
Yeah, there's a loophole there. But
don't have the loophole if she can't...
Instead of... Like, what if at the start of the season, he had actually just gone to the papers? Because he obviously loves this club, right?
Yeah.
So if he'd gone to the paper, pretend that he's on her side, then gone to the papers and told them that, you know, this is the reason it's happening.
Yep.
And she gets exposed, and people would still, turn up just to spite her.
Yeah, that would do that. That's one thing. But also, what are they going to do? Should she take the team out of her hands?
They can do stuff like that. Leagues can do stuff. If people are doing things that are dodgy, they will take the ownership of clubs away from them. They'll take their franchise.
Mm.
So they could do that to her.
True.
They can actually make them sell their franchises. Mm. They've done that before.
I think at the start, he's into it because it's a business move for him too.
I feel like it is too. But I don't know. I just thought maybe that's a thing.
And I think he finds them endearing, the fact that they're, you know, still doing quite well. And then he gets all emotional with the team sort of side of it, and then swap sides.
Yeah. So then I also wrote, what if they chop Jake's legs off? That's where I was up to. And then what if he doesn't see the girl in the crowd again? Mm. So... if he doesn't see her this time, he doesn't take her home and whatever he does to her.
Yeah. He follows her home.
He follows her home and then...
to her house this time.
To her house, and then just decides... And then she's getting married in less than a week, and she just decides to, you know, let him penetrate her.
Yes.
Like, it's... She is so rock. She's a bad character too.
She's all flawed.
They're both terrible people.
She grows up in her apartment and doesn't even lock the fucking door.
So they get to 60 and 61, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 121 games. There's still 30-something games to go. I'm talking
about their ages, respectively.
So there's still like 30-40 games left, right? So they're at that point, and then what if the guy who is the assistant, because that's when the guy who's the assistant comes down and tells Lou that what's happening,
mm-hmm.
rather than telling anyone else. So what if he doesn't tell him? Like, what if he just lets the season continue to the end and he just, you know, they replace them at the end of the season? Like, we don't get this run. Because this team is doing okay, but they need this motivation.
Yeah,
they need this thing, right, to get them to where they get to.
Yeah.
What
if a team could play good without having need the motivation?
Yeah, so then we get the montage, right?
Yes.
The montage of them getting better and winning. And then what if they were one game short? So this guy calculates... Now, all right, fair enough, you can kind of get a general idea of where you've got to finish to win something, right? But he hears about the 60 and 61, and then in the period of, I don't know how long it'd be, wouldn't be too long, because I think he comes to see him maybe just after or just before a game. So maybe it's just after a game. They generally play a game every few days. So in the period of a couple of days at most, He then gets a picture of this woman, and he gets a special tearaway dress
jigsaw puzzle
made. They have no fucking money. How is he doing this?
That's out of his personal funds.
This is 1989, mate. You know what I mean?
He's getting paid a wage.
Yeah, but like, why didn't you just... I don't know. I understand that's his thing of whatever, but I just find it really weird. And how did he get the photo of her?
You said she was a showgirl.
Yeah, but...
Found it on the Playboy, scanned it, took it to Officeworks.
Yeah, maybe.
They make me a life-size cardboard cutout of this chick.
Yeah, but like, just... I know, but it's just... I know it's there for the movie, but I find it weird.
He's got a lot of free time on his hands. He's got a lot of free time. He's a crafty dude. He likes his craft.
He does. And then, so I said, like, what, you know, basically he says, I figure we need to win 38 games or something like that, right? Yeah. So what if they won one less than that? Or what if they did win 38 games, but it worked out where the team at the front, at the top, because I don't think he worked it out so that the other team wins all their games. I think he would have gone, they'll lose two or three, which means we only probably need 38, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if the other team is way too far in front? You know what I mean? They just keep winning. They can't catch them because they're at 60 and 61, which means that they are about 50%.
They just need to do well enough to get the attendance high.
No, but that's not what they want to do. They want to win the whole thing.
No, I know they want to win the whole thing.
Yeah. So what if they got there outright? Because the only reason why there's a game at the end where they got to play the Yankees is because the two teams end up tied. That's why they play that game.
Mm-hmm.
So what if they end up one game short? They don't win. They come second. That's still a good result, but they don't get... Nothing else happens.
Yeah.
What if they just win outright?
Yeah.
We don't get the final game. Mm. They just won. It's just... It's weird. I don't know why you got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Serrano, during that game, he tells Joe Boo to get fucked, which, I, you know what I found really funny?
What?
Is that when I watched this as a kid, I watched the PG/M version that had no swearing in it.
Oh, yes.
And so all through this movie, I'm like, oh, that's what they said. There's so many motherfuckers and
even
fuck
strike
and...
this fucker out.
Yeah, that wasn't in there.
No, I know it wasn't in there, but you didn't think that's what he was saying? Strike this out.
No, you know what it says? Strike this mother out.
That's right, mother out.
Strike this mother out.
Yes.
Is what he says to him.
That's right, because he says always... motherfucker.
Yeah. And I hate... And when she says, I hate this fucking song, she goes, I hate this song.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. But the music cuts because they cut... the music's going at the same time.
Yes.
So the music, like, jumps forward a bit. Yes. And you don't notice... Like, you notice it really stands out with dog balls.
Yes, yeah.
But
it makes it playable on TV.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
So before the big game, they have... They win their last game to get into the tie, and they're having a bit of a party... And Dawn's wife is watching.
Yep.
The little old guy.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And she sees him on the camera, like, you know, making out with a girl, right? Yep. What if that wife doesn't see that? Well, she's not watching it.
Yep.
So then she wouldn't go turn up and do what she does with the wild thing.
Yep. Vaughn wouldn't have his balls empty.
Yeah. And, so and maybe Vaughn wouldn't be
tense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe too tense. Yeah, be a TP.
There'd be no loving moment with those two guys, although it turns into a punch at the end.
Turns into a punch,
but yeah,
all of that would go away. There'd be none of that. And then my next one, which is where your KFC one came in, and you said Red Rooster. I wrote, what if they used Nando's?
Did Nando's even exist back then?
So I think we've caught up now. And then I noticed that when they do the attendance thing, they say 75,000 people. So they broke the 80,000 pretty easily. They got it one game, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's my next one. So you know how they call him the Wild Thing?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got Wild Thing? What if he had a different song theme tune? What if it wasn't Wild Thing? What if it was...
Agadoo.
Yeah, Agadoo.
Yeah.
What if...
What if it was?
Yo Submarine?
We're a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Oh,
it could have been so many things, but yes, for some reason he got labelled the Wild Thing.
He got called the Wild Thing because he balls everything. Some guy starts singing it earlier in the movie. That's why it becomes the Wild Thing. Like some fan, this is.
I thought because he had a crazy haircut.
Yeah, I think it's that too, but. Yeah. But they start singing Wild Thing,
mm-hmm.
and the guy makes up different lyrics for it, for saying, you know, like, mm-hmm. you bore everything and whatever.
Yes, because he's a pitcher.
Exactly.
Yes.
Um,
well, you want strikes, you don't want balls.
So have you got some more from the actual game? Apart from Joe Boo getting fucked?
Graphic. What if baseball players chewed mints instead of fucking disgusting tobacco?
Fresh Brant.
Fresh mints of Bel Air.
Fresh mints of Bel
Air. And then it was just the very last scene where Tom catching the ball, Mr. Catcher.
Oh, yeah.
Running.
Jake running. Running. So my first one is they get to... Okay, so it's Taylor, isn't it? The old fella. So he pitches all the way through to the ninth inning and has two outs. Yeah. So he's almost there. He almost pitches out the game, right? Yeah. But he just doesn't get there. They get to the bases loaded.
Yeah.
So mine is like, what if they had scored there
mm-hmm.
and they go, you know, they go in front?
Yeah. What if they left him in for one pitch too many?
What if they left him in one pitch too many and they hit a grand slam home run and they lose and they have 4 points against them or four runs? They're not going to catch that in the last inning. So that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And then my thing is, what if Haywood could actually hit that ball? Because I know the wild thing comes out and he pitches at 96 and 98 and 101 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But that Haywood guy's pretty damn good.
Yes.
What if he actually hit it?
Mm-hmm.
Then game over.
Especially with the psych out. Let's try something different. Okay, now I know you're going to do the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Surely you would have seen that coming.
Exactly. I'd imagine...
It was a double bluff.
This is the thing. Haywood's played against a lot of people.
Yes.
There's been a lot of pitchers. Yes. He's a veteran. He's a good player.
Yes.
He would be able to hit this ball.
I would think so.
Yeah, especially if they're just fastballs. Like, he misses every one of them.
Yes. It's just because they're super fast that makes it that he can't hit them.
Yeah.
That seems to be the only quality.
That's the only quality of them. They're just fast.
I mean, I'm not a baseball person, so I wouldn't know this. I am assuming that... Because they keep showing the speed of Wild Things balls.
It's important that it's fast.
It's the fastest they've ever had. Yeah. They don't normally pitch that fast.
No, they don't. Well, I don't know if they do.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I assume.
Yeah, I assume that too. Especially by the fact it goes...
alludes to.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, it has that sound effect, which means it's going really, really fast.
It's going very fast because it goes... Woo!
Yeah. Gotta love that woo sound.
And my last one is that last play. Do you have something for the last play?
I just thought... Tom's running. What if his knees gave out?
Yeah, I know. Well, they almost do.
Yes.
And the thing is, so they're down to the last thing too. They're down to their last out. Yes. They've got to get one run to win. And of course, Willie Mays Hayes has done his slide and stealing bases and all that sort of stuff.
Which
and
he sets them up.
He's ready there. He's in a scoring position, and Jake has to, you know, just has to get a hit out there so that they can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually are two outs or not. I think they're two outs. But anyway, so he does the whole point thing. And then when they throw the ball, he does the bunt, right? Mm-hmm. And we get the guy saying, oh, shit. Now, fair enough, right? He has the bunt. Now, it is hard. The guy's got to run forward and he's got to get the ball. Now, Jake runs. They have to throw. It must be two outs because... If he throws and gets it to first base before Jake gets there, then that's going to, you know, then they're going to get their out, right?
Yeah.
Now, the fact that guy has to run forward, then has to pick it up, then has to pivot and turn and throw it back to first base, you think that if it's such a hard play that he does that bunt, that you think that he would just hold the ball or just protect the home plate?
That's what I would thought. At this point, you just save it and send it home.
Yeah, you throw it home. Play. You throw it home.
Stop them from scoring.
And the guy's in third, and then you get another go.
Yeah.
Because obviously they've beaten you there.
Yeah.
Now, and you know that when if you're going to throw it, if the guy's in second, right, and he's running, and you pick it up, if you have to pick it up, turn around, throw it to first base, you may get there in time, and you win the game, right? But if you don't get there in time... There's not enough time. Like, this other guy is going to make it home. Like, he's already halfway there.
Yes.
He's by that time...
Yeah, he's Bon Jovi'd it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he's been living on that prayer.
Yes.
And if you... I swear. Anyway. So, why do they protect home? And then all of a sudden, you know, someone else comes up to bat.
Yes.
And they could just strike them out.
Yeah.
And they could go, strike this mother out. What if the Yankees were nice dudes?
I'm sure they are.
They make Haywood sound like he's an asshole.
Oh, I'm sure they are nice dudes. They're just not nice to the other team.
Yeah. I love in sports movies how the people who lose at the end have to always be the bad dudes.
You need to hate them. Yeah. Because you want a clear good feeling that the right people won.
Yeah. Sometimes. Oh, my God. Wow, the dog didn't like that.
No.
Sometimes the bad guys do win.
Come here.
Like, it's okay, darling.
It's all right.
Our dog's just very upset because she's really worried about William Mays Hayes.
She wanted New York to win. New York?
Yes, the Yankees. She's a Yankee fan.
She's a Yankee doodle dandy.
So, yeah, that's pretty much all I had for Major League. Do you have anything else?
What if his girl waved high with her fiancé in hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what if she puts a hand up? Like, yeah, I'm not married anymore. She's like, I'm not going to get married anymore. You can put it in me again.
I'm ready for you to fuck me over another time.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So what do you think happens with those two? I know there is a second movie, but do you think that their relationship lasts? Because I don't think it does.
I don't think so either.
He's got no fucking future.
He's a very bad dude and she's an idiot.
And she's a moron.
She's a bad person too for fucking around on her fiance. Sorry, but she ain't no innocent either. She's fucked around on her. She's giving him moral things when she's done a very bad thing. Just because they have a history doesn't mean it's okay for you to fuck around on your fiance back with your ex. Mm-hmm. She's a very bad person. They deserve each other.
She's a very bad person. Paula!
Very bad person. I can understand this, Paula.
All right, so that is all that we have for Major League. I hope you enjoyed watching it.
Mm.
I hope you enjoyed us talking about it,
yeah.
Even though we probably should have watched it again because we forgot part of it.
Yeah, it feels like it's been forever. It's not been that long. We only watched it two days. It feels like a lot of stuff has happened.
I know. I think a lot of stuff has happened.
Yeah, it's been a doozy of a day.
A great movie. And I just want to finish on the note that after this movie, so this movie was 1989.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, this team finished with like 20 or 30% win rate. So, yeah, terrible.
Yep.
And in 1996, guess what happened?
Did they turn it around?
They won the pennant in 1996.
They won the pennant
in
1996. And in 1999. Just like, 8 years too soon.
Yeah, they won it in 1996 and 1999. Mm. And they made, in 2016, they made the World Series for the first time since 1940-something.
Is it because there was some sort of contract that allowed them to win one? I feel like all sports is planned. All right, let's get them one because they haven't won in a long time. Oh,
jeez, I wish it was. I'd like it to be planned. I'd like to get one eventually.
I feel like it's all who pays the ref off the most.
Oh, well.
Or umpire in this state.
Either way, that's right. There's a lot of umpires in this.
There's umps.
So, I enjoyed that. Don't watch Major League 2. It's not as good.
Yeah.
And definitely don't watch Major League 3. Did anyone even know there was a Major League 3?
I don't think I did.
It's like people not knowing that there is a Home Alone 5.
I wish I didn't know that.
I know that.
I want to unknow that.
And that's not the new one, by the way. No. That's just Home Alone 5.
Oh, the new one is terrible.
Oh, my God.
So terrible.
Anyway, let's talk about your next movie.
Well, my next movie, we were talking about it, and you mentioned it and said it would be a good one. And I thought, okay, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pick that one next. So my next movie is...
Arsenic and Old Lace.
No.
The Party. Just as a background, the reason why she's laughing and putting her head in her hands is that I said when I was choosing for Major League, I had two options. I was either going to do The Party, Peter Sellers, or Major League. And she said, I don't like Major League, but at least it's not The Party.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. I know which one is going to get Danny DeVito'd first. So what's the movie you chose, Lisa?
Well, you know the movie I chose, but I'm saying it for the sake of our listeners, not you.
I don't know what movie you chose.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You don't remember the conversation?
I remember us talking about a couple of movies. I don't remember which one it was.
Okay. Well, I've written it down.
Oh, now I know what it is because I can see it.
Yeah. So it's 365 Days. No, it's not 365 Days.
There's no way anyone could watch that whole movie.
No. Look, if anyone's interested, I highly recommend you find 365 Days on whatever streaming service you can get it on and just fast forward to 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
And then just watch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're welcome.
Oh, my
it's very Major League-ish. He does spit on the ball.
Major League-ish.
Major League-ish. He spits on the ball.
It's on the ball.
That's all I'm going to say about that. He spits on the seams.
Yeah.
But that's all I'm going to say about that. That's not the movie.
Announce your movie before
I was getting there.
Before we have to go to an R rating.
Will you calm your farm? No, we're not going to an R rating. Oh, yes, we do. We say word things, bad things. We say word things. We say dick in this episode.
We did. And balls.
And French mates. And Peter Pan. Okay, and cock or rooster. I said rooster. The next movie is going to be Best in Show.
Yes.
Which is a mockumentary based on the Mayflower Dog Show.
It is the Mayflower Dog Show.
In New York, I want to say. Is that where it's held?
New Hampshire?
Maybe New Hampshire. It's a new something.
It's where...
it's a major city.
No, yeah, it's...
I want to say New York, but I know I'm probably wrong.
Oh, damn. We'll look it up. Yeah, but they say they mention the Pilgrims and Plymouth Rock.
Yes, because that's why it's called the Mayflower.
But he's like, that's not where it is.
But it's based on the same crew of people that do all these funny movies, yes. Like This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
As it's well Christopher as Guest Christopher stuff. Guest stuff, yeah. And as well as Mighty Wind.
Yes.
There's another one.
Waiting for Guffman.
Waiting for Guffman.
And there was one in 2016 called Mascots.
Yes.
Which was good, yes. Not the same,
yes.
But a lot of the same people. That was really good. So,
which has our standout fired up star in it.
Yes. Watch Best in Show.
Yes.
But if you really enjoy Best in Show, watch Waiting for Guffman and Mighty Wind.
Go into their other movies.
They're very good.
They are very, very good.
They're so good. If you haven't seen them, it's out of them all, though,
this is my favourite.
Oh, this one's the best.
This by far is the best one.
This is the best one.
You meet some of the most lovely and some of the most not lovely people. It's really cool.
This one has Coach Keith in it. Fired Up's Coach Keith.
That's what I said. Fired Up favorite. And it also has Paula in it.
Does it have Paula?
Yes.
That's right.
She's a lesbian dog trainer in this one.
It's also got Stifler's mum.
Stifler's mum is in it.
Some good stuff.
One day we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to do American Pie.
Maybe I'll do that next.
Maybe. But yes, it's got some really, really cool actors in it. It's very, very funny. And it has so many poopies. So many poopies. I'm going to do this with the microphone. I muted the microphone.
She muted the microphone.
That's what I meant to do.
Oh my God, that's loud. Oh, wow. Sorry about that.
It's not loud. It's just shmoopy. You know, when you grab a dog's face and you just want to shmoop it. There are so many cute dogs in this movie.
There's a lot of cute dogs. And I learned about all the different types of dogs.
Yes.
And the different categories.
Yes. Which helped us because we were on a TV show once called Pointless. And there was...
We are celebrities.
We know TV people. I mean, this is movies and we're talking TV. Yeah. But one of the rounds involved dog breeds.
Mm.
And I have to say, I aced that.
You did pretty good.
I was good at that.
You did excellent on that show and I did not so good.
I was in my groove in the second. So we had a chance to, you try to go and if you make it to the top two and you don't get through, you have a second chance and you can go through again. So mm-hmm. we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we missed out on $15,000 the first round, but that's okay. That's okay.
We won $2,000.
Because it reset, the jackpot went down because it jackpots in when people don't win it.
Yeah, so those guys won.
Yes, the guys and that were on it. Them. And I'm glad we won too. But they did great.
We freaking had them.
We didn't do very
well. We had them one all and we had the last category.
We let the nerves get to us. And the second time around, we aced it because every round was ours. We made every round that second episode our bitch.
I know. I always feel upset about it because I knew that one of the answers...
Dog breeds was in the first episode, wasn't it?
Dog breeds was in the first episode.
Yes.
We got the best answer.
Yes, we did.
You had a beagle, I think.
Yeah, there was beagle and then there was different... You were thinking it was a husky, but it was a Malamute, I believe. Malamute.
But we had the best score and then they got the better score on the second one.
Yeah.
And so it was down to the last one and it was facts about California.
Yeah. Oh, and look. Look, let's not go back on that. We weren't there for the money. We weren't. Main thing was we weren't there for the money. We were there for the trophy, and we have those two beautiful trophies sitting on our bedside tables, and that's what I look at when I turn my lamp off to go to sleep. And that's what makes me happy. We won trophies.
We won a trophy on TV.
Money is nice, but trophies are better.
But you know what would be even better is if we won Best in Show.
Oh, it'd be so good if we won the Mayflower.
I know.
Because God loves a terrier. Spoiler. Anyway, watch it, enjoy it, and we will be back next week with that episode with Best in Show.
Woof.
Rough. Grrr.
You like it rough.
I do like it rough, but that's a different story. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you. We will be in your ears. We will give you oral next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.